Hey there everyone, welcome back to the podcast Morning Commute with Moinak. This is your host Moinak and this is the second episode of our podcast. Yes, we got a bit late with the second episode and I really apologize for that. And a big thank you to all of you out there for the immense love that you have shown on the first episode. I hope you're gonna like this one too. So let's dive in. Happiness. Happiness is more than a good feeling or a yellow smiley face. It's the feeling of truly enjoying your life and the desire to make the very best of it. Happiness is a secret sauce that helps us to be and do our best. Happy people have better relationships. Happy people learn better. Every one of us know happiness plays a very important role in our life. If you're happy, you have a different perception about what is going on around you. If you're happy, your vision changes about how you look at things. If you're happy, things begin to look positive. And no matter from which part of the globe you're listening to this episode, you, me, others have always sometime in their life wanted to know about the secret of happiness. And in today's episode, we're gonna learn about the secret of happiness from the wisest man in the world. This short story is gonna change your life, so make sure you watch this episode until the very end. So one day a shopkeeper sent his son to learn about the secret of happiness from the wisest man in the world. So the boy wandered through the desert and found a castle on the top of a mountain where the wise man lived. Inside the castle, there was a sort of a party, you know. There was an orchestra playing music, then people having conversations, having fun, and a table with the best food from that part of the world. The wise man spoke to everyone and the boy had to wait 2 hours before asking his question. And the young boy finally got to ask his question. The wise man carefully listened to the boy and said, "At this time, I cannot give you all the details of the secret to happiness. Why don't you look around my castle and come back in 2 hours and I'll tell you about the secret of happiness. But at the same time, I would like you to take this spoon." The wise man then put 2 drops of oil into the spoon and gave it to the young boy and said, "But as you're looking around, please take care of these drops of oil on the spoon." So the boy explored the castle, went up the stairs, and his eyes only fixated on the spoon. And in 2 hours to the time, he came back to the wise man. And the wise man asked, "Did you get to see the beautiful works of art? Did you get to see the beautiful flowers in my garden?" The boy was embarrassed because he saw nothing. He cared only for the oil in the spoon. The wise man told him, "We'll go back and observe the beauty in my home." So the boy went back and explored and he saw all of the beautiful artwork in the castle. And he got to see the garden and the beautiful mountains surrounding him, the beautiful flowers. And this time he turned to the wise man and told him about all the things that he'd seen. And the wise man asked, "But where are the drops of oil in the spoon?" The boy looked down and saw that they were gone. The wise man then said, "There's only one piece of advice I can give you about the secret to happiness. We must see all the beautiful things in the world and also never forget about the drops of oil in the spoon." The wise man then told the boy that you've got to look at things every time and appreciate them. And this story has really helped me because I'm somebody who want to get my goals accomplished. Sometimes I forget to stop and smell the roses. I forget to enjoy the journey more than just focusing on the destination. And that is the drops of oil in the spoon, right? It may be our responsibilities or our goals and ambitions, and sometimes we focus too much and we forget to see the beautiful artwork or the beautiful scenery which is surrounding us or the beautiful people who are surrounding us with positive energy. On the other hand, sometimes we enjoy the scenery so much that we enjoy the company of other people so much that we forget about the drops of oil in the spoon, the true meaning of our life. We forget about our responsibilities and our goals and the things that we have to take care of. This story is a reminder for us to keep balance. So if you're focusing too much on the drops of oil, I'll only advise you on not giving up and not giving yourself to time, relax and enjoy. Maybe we can adjust, but if you're somebody that only focuses on the beautiful things in life and not your responsibilities or your goals or your ambitions, maybe we can adjust that too. I hope you like the story and love the message behind it. And to all of you out there who are listening to this episode right now, I wish you all love, peace and happiness in your life. And if you like this advice about the secret to happiness from the wisest man in the world, please make sure you share this episode here with your friends, family and relatives, and also strangers or anyone you know to whom the story might be helpful. Also, if you want to see more inspirational and motivational and amazing content, make sure you follow me up on Instagram at @travelwithmoinak. And make sure you follow us on all the platforms that our podcast is. Subscribe us and wait, because we're going to upload some more interesting content. And yeah, a big thank you to all our listeners for your time and for the love that you show on our episodes and podcasts. A very, very big thank you. We are really grateful to you guys for your time. And yes, always remember, keep smiling, be happy, stay positive. This world needs more of positive people than negative. And I'm going to meet you guys on the next episode that we are going to drop very soon. So till then, subscribe and follow us and keep waiting. And have the positive attitude and keep spreading the positive energy around.